give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means? It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Always just what we need right in the middle of the week. We meet at 7 o'clock tonight, and we have children's clubs, both English and Spanish, and we have services, both English and Spanish, and we look forward to a great time together tonight, and of course, a fully staffed nursery, and just a great, great time in the middle of the week. And so I hope you can come out and join us, 7 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. We're located at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, right off the 270 exit for Grove City, and we're looking forward to our time together in the house of God tonight. And I hope if you have a church that you'll be in your place and that you believe in three to thrive Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that you'll be in your place. Be a blessing to your church and to your pastor and receive what God has for you this evening. Now, I want to share with you today a little bit. I don't know if we'll get through it all today, but you know, how do you know if you're growing in grace? 2 Peter 3 and verse number 18, the last verse of 2 Peter says this, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You know, to help us understand salvation, God likened it to a birth. He called it a new birth in John chapter 3. He used that term, Jesus used the term with Nicodemus, you must be born again. In 1 Peter, he says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And so we understand now that just as we grew physically as a baby, we're to grow spiritually. The command here in 2 Peter is to be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now the question comes, how can I know if I'm growing? I mean, it wasn't hard to figure out physically, right? You ate, you slept, you exercised, and you grew. Some of you might have had the, you know, door jamb at your house where there were marks that maybe every 6 months or every year, your mom or dad would measure you and put a little line on the door jamb there. I had a growth spurt between my 7th and 8th grade year, I believe, and I grew 6 inches just over the summer. And now, my parents noticed that more than I did, I'm sure, but that was my growth spurt. In fact, usually, can I help you? Others will see your growth before you do. I don't spend a lot of time in introspection. I don't think a Christian needs to do that. I think if you spend all that time looking at yourself, you've got your eyes off Jesus. And so you want to keep your eyes on him. But I want to help you to know whether you're growing in grace or not. Whether you're keeping this command to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me give you 7 indicators that you're growing in grace. Number one, you're understanding God's word. You're understanding God's word. You understand this is God's love letter to you and me. This is God's letter to the family. I might come to your house and pick up a letter that someone in your family wrote you, but I would not understand it. You know why? I'm not in your family. But once you become part of the family of God by faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, well, then you begin to understand the word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse number 27, make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts. So you'll not only read the Bible, but now you begin to understand the Bible. You'll take principles from the Bible and you'll begin to live them in your life. You understand the Bible is different than any other book that's ever been written. The Bible says this book is alive, it's quick, it's alive, it's powerful, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And the truth is, this book will transform you. Most books are written to inform you, but the Bible was written to transform you, and it will change your life. I'm thinking about a passage here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where the Bible says that we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And he says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now listen to this. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But those of us who have the Spirit of God dwelling in us, and once you receive Christ as your Savior, you receive the Spirit of God. Now you have the author of the book living inside of you, so you can understand the Bible. You'll understand what the Lord's saying to you. It opens up the Word of God. The author lives with you. The Bible says, holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And so the Holy Spirit of God will teach you the Word of God, and your understanding will be open. You'll understand preaching. You'll get to the, you know, it's a great day in your life, isn't it? When your child begins to understand you. Not just the tone of your voice or the volume of your voice, but they understand what you're saying, and they speak and they respond to what you say. In other words, the light goes on. And you see they understand what you're saying. What's that mean? They're maturing, they're growing, they're understanding. And that's how it is with a child of God. You begin to grow and understand what God is saying to you, and you obey it. So you begin to understand God's word. Number two, the second sign you're growing in grace is that you desire to please God. You desire to please God. Over in the book of Colossians 1 and verse number 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You know you're growing in grace. And in the knowledge of Christ, you're growing in your spiritual life when you don't just want to obey, but you want to please God. I just don't want to do what's required. I want to please Him. It's an exciting day when you have your child tell them to clean their room. And they said, well, I went ahead and I washed my sheets from my bed, and I vacuumed the hallway too. You think, wow, you did something that I didn't have to ask you to do. Oh, that brings joy to a parent's heart. And by the way, that's how a child starts out, don't they? They want to do things to please mom and dad. It's you get to the point to where, listen, I don't obey God because I have to. I obey God because I want to. I'm not doing things. I'm growing in grace when I'm not doing things to avoid God's punishment. I'm doing things to please God. And we know faith pleases God. We know witnessing pleases God. We know being separate from the world pleases God. And when we please God, we live to please God. We're fulfilling the purpose for which He created us. Revelation 4:11, Thou hast created all things. And for Thy pleasure they were and are created. So I was created, you were created. Why are we created? For His pleasure. Do you live to please God, or do you live to please self? We do so many things. You know you're growing in grace when you stop and ask yourself, is this pleasing to the Lord? Because I want to please Him. All right. Number one, your indicator you're growing in grace is you understand His word. Number two, you have a desire to please Him. Number three, I don't have to say everything I think. You know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, a fool uttereth all his mind. You know what a little child does? A child just blurts everything out. A child has no control over their tongue. We try to teach them to have control over the tongue. James reminds us in James chapter 3 that the mature Christian is the one who can bridle their tongue, control the tongue. The old practitioner we had growing up, doctor, first thing he did anytime we went to see him was he had tongue depressors on his desk, and he said, stick out your tongue. And by looking at our tongue, he could tell what's going on in the body. Well, the same thing's true as a believer. The ability to control the tongue. The Bible says, again, I'll remind you, in Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. See, so I learned, been to think, I don't have to say whatever comes to my mind, it doesn't have to come out my mouth. That's maturity. That's growing in grace. Growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You always ask yourself these things. Is it true? Is it kind? And is it necessary? You say, well, it may be true. Okay, is it kind? Will it benefit somebody that I tell them this? Will it build somebody else up if I tell them this? If it isn't, is it necessary that they know this? No, it isn't. And so don't tell it. You know, it's like the Bible says that in a multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. Boy, the more you speak, the more you can say things that aren't right. And so learn that I don't have to say everything I think. All right, am I growing in grace? Well, do you understand the Word of God? Do you have a desire to please the Lord Jesus? Do you guard your tongue and not say everything you think? Number four, you don't have to be the center of attention. You don't have to be the center of attention. John 3 and verse 30, John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. You know, when a baby's just a young child, they it's okay all the attention to be on them. They'll put on a show when people come over. When they're really young, when they're really just a baby, you know it's all about them. They'll let you know when they're hungry, when they're wet, when they're bored, when they want to be entertained, when they want to be changed. And then when they get to be a little older and they're toddlers, it's my toy and my clothes and my phone and my computer and my room and my things. What am I getting for Christmas? What am I getting for my birthday? What do I want to have? You see, their whole life as a baby and as a young child is about them. And so we teach them to think about others. And you begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when you think of others before yourself. Philippians tells us, look not every man on his own thing, but every man on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You grow in grace when you don't need a visit or a phone call from the pastor to be in church. When you don't have to be in the special singing group and you don't have to be in the spotlight and you don't need recognition for what you've done for the Lord. In fact, you're growing in grace when you prefer not to be seen at all. That he must increase and I must decrease. Less of me, more of Christ. Less of me and most of Christ, till there's none of me and it's all of Christ. That's what we're striving for. We're trying to be like Jesus. Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer will be for others. Others, Lord. Yes, others. Let this my motto be, that I may live for others, that I may live like thee. You know you're growing in grace when you don't have to have the attention anymore. You don't have to be the center of attention. You know you're growing in grace when you understand his word, when you desire to please him, when you don't say everything you're thinking, and you don't have to be the center of attention. In fact, you don't crave the attention at all. You want it all to go to God. Well, I got three more to share with you, and I'm out of time for today. So let's come back tomorrow, all right? And we'll talk about church Wednesday night, and then we'll talk about these final three indicators that I'm growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I'll see some of you in the church service tonight, and the rest of us will meet back for our radio broadcast tomorrow, all right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.